Hey, so I'm Lee. This is Vision Eternity Ministry. Today we're going to continue talking about hearing clearly from God. And I want to say that is sometimes an event. Hearing from God, discerning, we're going to be talking about discerning God from the enemy, and that's an event. It's a picture. So let's acknowledge Jesus. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for setting the example that you have for us, for giving us the word and showing us what's what, giving us revelation knowledge, revealing the mysteries of the kingdom to us. We love you and praise you and give you all the glory. I want to read to you in Mark 4. Mark 4, we're going to start in verse 10. After Jesus' disciples and those close to him remained behind to ask about the parables. And Jesus said to them, the privilege of intimately knowing the mysteries of the kingdom of God, his realm, has been granted to you, but not to others. Where everything is revealed in parables. For even when they see, they do not. They will not understand. And when they hear what I say, they will learn nothing. Otherwise, they would repent and be forgiven. Which, you know, that's what we were talking about, that you have to want to hear him. And so then he said to them, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any parable? Let me explain. The farmer sows the message of the kingdom. What falls on the beaten path represents those who hear the message, but immediately Satan appears and snatches it from their hearts. So the enemy comes as soon as you hear the word of God. And what is sown on gravel represents those who hear the message and receive it joyfully, but because of the heart, their hearts fail to sink deep root, they don't endure for a while. So because they don't have understanding, the knowledge, the revelation knowledge didn't take root. So they immediately wilt and fall away. And what is sown among the thorns represents those who hear the message, but they allow the cares of this life, the seduction of wealth, the desires for other things to crowd out and choke the message so that it produces nothing. But what is sown on good ground, soil, and good soil represents those who open their hearts to receive the message and their lives bear good fruit, yet yield a harvest of 30, 60, and even 100-fold. So we're going to call this a storm. As soon as you hear the word, Satan causes a storm. Then we're going to go down to verse 35. And Jesus, the same day after dark, said to his disciples, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. Leaving the crowd behind, the disciples got into the boat in which Jesus was already sitting, and they took him with them. Other boats were sailed with them. Suddenly, as they were crossing the lake, a ferocious storm arose with violent winds and waves, and they were crashing into the boat until it was nearly swamped. So he gave a direction, let's go to the other side, and a storm came. Jesus was calmly sleeping in the stern, resting on a cushion, and so they shook him. The disciples shook him, saying, teacher, don't you even care that we're about to die? Fully awake, he rebuked the storm and shouted to the sea, hush, be still. At once, the wind stopped howling and the water became perfectly calm. And then he turned to his disciples and he said to them, why are you so afraid? Haven't you learned to trust yet? One translation says, why are you of little faith? And so, first of all, I want to point out, coming back up, when he said that when there was a ferocious storm, Jesus stopped the storm. And so we have to realize that if the storm was from God, then he wouldn't stop the storm. Many people think when they are in a valley in their life or they're going through something that God caused it, and so they never fight it. They never take authority over the storm. They just let it happen. But Jesus did. He said, peace, be still, right? And then he said to his disciples, how come you don't trust? He was saying, how come you don't get it yet? And that's what he's saying to us today. I've given you power and authority. I've given you my authority. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And so Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat, And they were freaking out, saying, "Don't you care that we're about to die?" And Jesus expected them, as you can tell by what he said. He said, "Why are you so afraid? Haven't you learned to trust yet?" And it says in verse 41, they were overwhelmed with fear and awe and said to one another, "Who is this man who has such authority that even the wind and the waves obey him?" And that's how many are. We're just like, okay, I mean, only Jesus can move a mountain. Only Jesus can stop a storm. But he said, "I'm going to go and you're going to do what I was doing. And even greater things," John 14:12. But we're freaking out and saying, "Jesus, don't you care that I'm going to die?" And he said, "You do it. You move the mountain. I'm not doing it. I left. I gave you power and authority to stop that storm." And so when you're in a storm, it's the enemy. As soon as you hear God speak to you, he causes a storm in your life. He causes chaos. And what you want to do is take authority over that storm. Don't let it happen. Stop him. Tell him to stop. "Get behind me, Satan." When Jesus tells you something, when he gives you a word, it's for your good. It's for you to prosper. And Satan's going to come and try to steal that from you. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to come and cause a storm. And we have to handle those storms. We've been equipped to handle the storm. Jesus is there if you need him. He's right there on the inside of you. But you are the one that is supposed to calm the wind and the sea. And because many people think that God is causing the storm, he puts you in this valley, you're going through this, because he wants you to, they're not doing anything. And it's like they're going out in the storm when the winds are crashing, a furious storm, and you got this umbrella and it's ripping and it's turning inside out, and you're thinking it's God and there's nothing you can do about it. And you're saying, "Don't you care? Why are you letting this happen to me?" Isn't that silly? It's because we don't know the word. And what you're to do is what Jesus did. Take authority over it. "By his stripes, I was healed. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Satan, get behind me." He comes in your thinking. And that's where he tries to control you. That's why he causes that storm. You're back and forth, back and forth. God gives you a word, and then Satan comes, and he tries to recreate that word into something else where you're not doing exactly what God told you to do. God is going to tell you exactly what to do, and the enemy is going to come and try to get you not to, and that's what causes that storm on the inside of you. Is it his will? Is it isn't it? You're back and forth. And really, the root of that is what Jesus said. Not having real understanding of the word, not being that good soil that you just submit to it. You know it, you learned it, you submit to it. And it's yours. It will prosper. And so God speaking to you is always peace. It's authoritative, but it's peace. Just like he spoke to the wind and the waves, "Hush, peace, be still. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest." The storm is the enemy talking to you, trying to drive you absolutely nuts. And if you don't stop the storm, there's going to continue to be a storm. You stop the chaos. You stop the lack. You stop the sickness and disease. You stop the wiles of the enemy by having faith. So Jesus is saying, you still don't have faith and trust. You still don't have revelation knowledge. You still don't get what I've been teaching you. Obviously not, because they're freaking out. Don't you care that we're dying? The storm, do something about it. And Jesus is saying, you do something about it. So you have to know, you have to know what this event is. The storm is an event, and the storm is coming because you believed God, because you heard him. And the storm is meant to stop you from going any further. The storm is meant to get you to freak out. And then he'll cause one storm after another, after another, after another. It'll be one thing after another, after another, after another. Peace, be still. Get behind me, Satan. And then you just apply the word to your life. Become that good, healthy soil. Where you hear, you want to hear what God tells you. You want to do his word. And you do it. And that's where that peace comes from. That's where that revelation knowledge comes from. Wow, this works. This works. Let's acknowledge him. Pray this prayer with me from your heart. Jesus, we commit to you. We want to do your will. We're going to seek you day and night. We're going to seek to do your will, to do what you say. And we're going to resist the enemy. We're not babies anymore. We're going to take care of this storm by yourself, like you told us to do. Your power in me to perform your word. Forgive us for our unbelief, for our lack of faith. In Jesus' name. You got to take the time to renew your mind to this truth and apply it to your life in order to have a victory and over to overcome. Revelation 3:5 says your name is going to be blotted out of the book of life if you're not an overcomer. Stop those storms in your life. Don't walk around with an umbrella in the midst of a storm. It's not going to do you any good. It's going to rip. It's going to turn inside out. You're going to lose it in the wind. Use the word. Use the authority Jesus gave you. Use your faith. Use the revelation knowledge that you have and stop the storm. Hear the voice of God tell you to take authority over that storm. Recognize who's who. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.